From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Afghanistan officials now say there are at least 95 people dead, more than 163 others wounded in Kabul, Afghanistan, after a suicide car bomber detonated an ambulance in a crowded area outside a government building. The Taliban immediately took responsibility for plotting that attack. Although North and South Korea continue talks ahead of next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea, the nuclear threat the North poses is still on the minds of world leaders. That includes U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who says the United States will continue to hold the line and provide credible military options to diplomats working to de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
Our response to this threat remains diplomacy-led, backed up with military options available to ensure that our diplomats are understood to be speaking from a position of strength.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is supporting President Donald Trump's immigration reform proposal announced this week. In a speech on immigration and national security in Norfolk, Virginia, Sessions said a merit-based immigration system would be in the U.S. national interest. Sessions also suggests that there are links between immigration, terrorism, and crime. He blamed lax migration laws for allowing terrorists into the country.
Any crime committed by improperly vetted immigrants, especially illegal aliens, is by definition a preventable crime.
In addition to eliminating family-sponsored migration, the plan would establish a $25 billion trust fund for a wall along the Mexican border, providing funding for the president's core campaign promise. That money would also be for other ports of entry and exit enhancements to the northern border with Canada. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is reemphasizing that he does intend to expand Ankara's military operation in a Kurdish enclave in Syria, targeting fighters he says are linked to a Kurdish terror group that operates in Turkey. The move could pit Turkish forces against some of the 2,000 U.S. troops who are in Syria as part of an international coalition aimed to eliminate the Islamic State militant movement in Syria. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Bill Richardson, a supporter of Myanmar's pro-democracy movement, resigned from a panel set up by Aung San Suu Kyi to eliminate and implement recommendations for long-term solutions to the Rakhine crisis. Richardson then speak with VOA.
I resigned. They didn't fire me. In fact, they were begging me, the National Security Advisor, to stay on desperately. This is their normal practice. Correct. They did not. I was pursuing my own agenda, which was against the agenda of the advisory board, which was to whitewash everything.
More than 680,000 Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh, joining more than 85,000 displaced in a crackdown the previous year. A small spaced flight startup has successfully sent a rocket into low Earth orbit for the first time from a base in New Zealand. Rocket Lab says it is the first company to send satellites into space from its own launch facility on New Zealand's North Island.
New Zealand has joined a small and exclusive club of spacefaring nations. Rocket Lab's launch in the Mahiar Peninsula could allow smaller companies to launch satellites into space for far cheaper than its traditional rivals, at around $4.9 million per launch. The rocket used an engine designed and made in New Zealand. In what's believed to be a first, the engine used electric pumps to drive parts of the machinery. The joint US-New Zealand startup aims to disrupt the established space sector by launching its satellite-carrying rockets every week. They'd have a wide range of uses, from monitoring crops to providing internet service. The company hopes to begin commercial launches next year.
Phil Mercer reporting for VOA. Pakistan's military says an operation has been launched and continues to rescue two foreign mountaineers trapped on a treacherous northern Himalayan peak known as Killer Mountain. The pair, Tomasz Makowicz from Poland and Elizabeth Revel of France, was attempting to scale the 8,126-meter peak, but they got stuck at the 7,400-meter mark and used a satellite phone to call for help. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.